صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وآلہ وسلم۔ سیدتنا ام سلمہ اسما بنت یزید رضی اللہ تعالی عنہ، شی واز دا فرسٹ کزن آف دا گریٹ کمپینین سیدنا معاذ بن جبل رضی اللہ تعالی عنہ اینڈ دا فیمیل انصاری صحابیہ۔ شی رضی اللہ تعالی عنہ انجوائز دا آنر آف بینگ فرام امنگس دوز فورچونیٹ فیمیل کمپینینز ہو ٹک پارٹ in readying, preparing Sayyidatuna Aisha Siddiqa radiyallahu ta'ala anha to be the bride of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Sayyidatuna Asma bint Yazid radiyallahu ta'ala anha took part in Bayti Ridwan, the pledge of Ridwan, and had the honor of pledging allegiance to the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, and became from amongst those who received the glad tidings of paradise. Subhanallah, once she came to the court of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam and began to say, O Prophet of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, I have come to you representing many women. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent you to both men and women. Thus, we women have brought faith upon you and have vowed to follow you. Now, the situation is such that we women remain in our homes behind veils. We serve our husbands. We take care of their homes and we protect their wealth and possessions. Whilst men take part in the Jumu'ah prayer and funeral prayer and gain rewards, the question is, will we women also receive a portion of the reward that is granted to those men? Prophet alayhi salatu salam, when he heard this question, he encouraged her and replied to Sayyidatuna Ummi Salama Asma bint Yazid radiyallahu ta'ala anha and said, listen, and then inform the women. If women serve their husbands and keep them happy and always seek their pleasures and always obey them, then the women will also receive reward equivalent to the actions of the men. She became very happy after hearing this. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala elevate her status, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive us without accountability through her sadaqah. My dear viewers of Madani channel, the question from Sayyidatuna Asma bint Yazid radiyallahu ta'ala anha and the response from Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam serve as a guiding principles for all the married sisters in Islam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.